Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson. It's Monday, and you know what that means. It's time for Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. On tonight's show, we will recap IU football's home opening win over Idaho. We will talk the Indianapolis Colts. We will recap the Bloomington North, Bloomington South football game. We will also look ahead to the IU men and women's basketball schedules that were released. We will have our Big Boys Moving High School scoreboard update, and we will look ahead to the week in IU sports. So, let's talk sports. We'll start with Indiana getting the big 56-14 win over the University of Idaho Saturday night in Memorial Stadium. The South Central Indiana News Network was in attendance to bring you all the action from Memorial Stadium, and it started out with a bang for IU football as Stephen Carr, the USC transfer, got a 2-yard touchdown run to make it 7-0 with 4:27 to go. Javon Swinton, who had missed the game last week against Iowa, got a 9-yard touchdown pass from Michael Penix Jr. Then a punt was blocked and he returned it 4 yards to the house to make it 21-0 at the end of the first quarter. Ty Freifogel caught a 9-yard pass from Michael Penix Jr. with 3:39 to go before halftime. And then DJ Matthews Jr., the transfer from Florida State, 81-yard punt return with 1:49 left to make it 35-0. The Vandals did score before halftime when Hayden Hatton caught one of his 2 touchdown passes from Mike Beatery with 26 seconds to go to make it 35-7 at half. Michael Penix Jr. had a 1-yard touchdown run. Hatton caught his 2nd pass from Beatery, and then Jack Tuttle took over for IU as he found A.J. Barner on a 76-yard touchdown pass with 13:02 left in the game. Davion Irvin Poindexter added the 4-yard touchdown run to make the final score 56-14 as 47,417 were in attendance for the game, the largest crowd at Memorial Stadium, obviously, since the COVID-19 pandemic started back in March of 2020, but it was great to see fans back in the stands. The student section was alive and well, and they did a great job rooting the Hoosiers on to victory. Penix on the 9, 11 for 16, 68 yards, 2 touchdown passes. Jack Tuttle was 2 of 4 for 91 yards for 1 touchdown. Stephen Carr, 22 rushes, 118 yards with a touchdown. And then A.J. Barner led the receiving car on that 1 reception for 76 yards and a touchdown. Does not get any easier for the Hoosiers. 1-1 on the season. They host 7th-ranked Cincinnati this weekend at noon, and it will be on ESPN. Idaho 1-1. They go back to the Northwest to face a tough Oregon State team in Corvallis next Saturday afternoon. City bragging rights were on the line Friday night at Bloomington South as the South Panthers took on the North Cougars. The South Panthers prevailed 28-14. South Central Indiana News Network was in attendance for this game, and it was all South start to finish, led 21-0 at halftime. Che Ho got going for the Panthers, 32 carries, 158 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Cooper Fox caught 9 passes for 147 yards and a touchdown. Matthew Griffin, 3 receptions, 103 yards, 25 first downs for the Panthers, 9 penalties for 95 yards. But it was Zach David, the story, the South quarterback, 17 of 21, 316 yards, 2 touchdowns. First 300-yard passing game for a South quarterback since Gavin Yeske threw for 312 yards in 2016 against Bloomington North, and the most since 2016 when Yeske threw for 354 yards against Columbus North. For Bloomington North, Reese Lozano, 8 of 17, passing with a touchdown and an interception. He also was 15 carries, 27 yards, a rushing touchdown. Cody Mikolas was 14 of 95 rushing 14 first downs for the Cougars, 9 penalties for 66 yards. South leads this all-time series 45-14, and the Panthers have won 10 of the last 11 matchups since 2014. Bloomington North's only win came in 2019, winning 38-27. It was a huge crowd on hand on the South side. Again, last year they only played in front of families and limited fans. But Bloomington South, 4-0 on the year. They traveled to Terre Haute South this Friday at 7:30. Bloomington North, 3-1, hosts Terre Haute North at 7:30. The NFL is back, and the Indianapolis Colts hosted the home opener in front of a full house at Lucas Oil Stadium on Sunday afternoon. They fell to the Seattle Seahawks 28-16. The Colts got on the board first with Rodrigo Blankenship's field goal. But then the Colts struggled as Russell Wilson took over for Seattle, 18-23 for 254 yards and 4 touchdowns. He was dominant. He found Tyler Lockett twice, DK Metcalf and Gerald Everett once. Lockett had 4 receptions for 100 yards. Carson Wentz made his Indianapolis Colts debut after missing the entire preseason with off-season foot surgery. 25 of 38, 251 yards, 2 TDs. He was sacked 3 times. Wilson was also sacked 3 times. Jonathan Taylor, 17 carries for 56 yards. And Taylor led the receiving corps for 6 receptions for 60 yards. The Colts, Zach Pascal, 4 receptions for 43 yards with 2 touchdowns. As the Colts are 0-1, they will host the Los Angeles Rams next Sunday, 1 o'clock at Lucas Oil Stadium, and the game can be seen on Fox. The Indianapolis Indians are 54-59. They split the series with Louisville on the road. They won Tuesday 11-4, Friday 12-3, and Sunday 3-0. They lost Wednesday 7-1, 6-3 on Thursday, and 5-4 on Sunday. They host St. Paul tomorrow through Sunday. First pitch 7:05 tomorrow. They also have St. Paul 7:05 Thursday through Saturday. Wednesday a 12:05 start, and Sunday is at 1:35. The Indiana Fever are 6-22. Lost to Phoenix 86-81. Lost to Minnesota 89-72 on the road. Final week of the regular season for the Fever tomorrow at Atlanta, 7 p.m. Friday host Minnesota in the regular season finale at Indiana Farmers Coliseum at 7 p.m. and Sunday at Chicago at 6 o'clock. The Indy 11 lost to FC Tulsa 2-1 and then beat Sporting Kansas City 1-0. Up next, they host MLS Club Chicago Fire in a friendly at 7 o'clock, and then Saturday they will host Louisville City FC at 7 o'clock, and the game can be seen on Wish TV Channel 8 in Indianapolis. High school sports time. Let's check the Big Boys Moving local high school scoreboard. Big Boys Moving serves you with an attitude of gratitude. Well, the other big high school game Friday night was Edgewood and Owen Valley. This game originally canceled Thursday evening because of COVID concerns within the Edgewood program. And then Friday afternoon, they decided that it was okay to play. Friday evening, the game was just delayed, started an hour later than normal. Edgewood lost 54-7. Owen Valley, the most points over Edgewood since a 55-0 win in 1992. Owen Valley 4-0, Edgewood 1-3. Edgewood gets back to work hosting South Putnam this Friday at 7 o'clock. In boys soccer, Bloomington South beat Franklin 3-2 and Terre Haute South 4-2. Bloomington North lost to Terre Haute North 1-0. In girls golf, Edgewood lost to Bloomington South 217-192. They beat North Putnam and Greencastle 207-227 and 229. And then Bloomington South beats Edgewood 192-217. In girls volleyball, Bloomington South lost to Terre Haute South 3-1. Edgewood beat Eastern Green 3-0. Bloomington North beat Terre Haute North 3-0. In cross country, Edgewood second at the Clay City Invitational, 8th at the Brown County Classic, Lighthouse Christian ran at the Bloomfield Invitational and did not post a team score. And 10th at the Brown County Classic. Boys Cross Country, Edgewood wins the Clay City Invitational. And they finished 16th at the Brown County Classic. Lighthouse Christian ran at the Bloomfield Invitational and Brown County Classic, but did not post a team score. Boys Tennis, Edgewood beat Brown County 3-2. Bloomington South beat Southport 5-0. Then Bloomington North 3-2. And then Bloomington North lost to Bloomington South 3-2. That is a look at your Big Boys Moving High School scoreboard update. When we come back, we will look at the 2021-2022 IU men and women's basketball schedules. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
When you're preparing to buy a new home, the last thing you should have to worry about is the safety of your possessions. Allow Big Boys Moving to professionally oversee the transport of your precious belongings. Big Boys is a locally owned Bloomington-based company with years of experience. Whether your relocation is local or long distance, allow Big Boys to move you with an attitude of gratitude. Find them online at bbmoving812.com.
This is Danny with Weathervane Insurance Solutions. Not only is it especially important for our economy to support local businesses these days, but as your local independent insurance agency, Weathervane Insurance can shop you around with dozens of carriers to ensure you receive the most competitive price and, of course, the best customer service. Find us on the web at weathervaneonline.com. That's weathervaneonline.com.
Hi, this is former IU women's basketball player Amanda Cahill, and I listen to Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. It is now time to take a look at the IU women's basketball schedule for the 2021-2022 season. As the Big Ten Conference announced, the Big Ten schedule, the non-conference schedule for IU, is not fully released yet. We know of a couple non-conference games. Sunday, November 14th, the Hoosiers will host Kentucky. Thursday, November 25th, and Saturday, November 27th, the Hoosiers will spend Thanksgiving in the Bahamas at the Pink Flamingo Classic against Stanford, Miami, Florida. Thursday, December 2nd, they will host NC State in a rematch of last year's Sweet 16 game in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. The Hoosiers will have an 18-game schedule for the Big Ten Conference. They will play Illinois, Iowa, Maryland, Nebraska, and Purdue, home and away. They will have Michigan State, Minnesota, Northwestern, and Penn State at home. Michigan, Ohio State, Rutgers, and Wisconsin on the road. A quick rundown of the Big Ten schedule. December 6th, they host Penn State. December 12th at Ohio State. December 30th at Rutgers. January 2nd hosts Maryland. January 5th at Wisconsin. January 13th hosts Nebraska. January 16th at Purdue. January 19th hosts Michigan State. January 23rd at Iowa. January 27th against Illinois. January 30th at Michigan. February 3rd, home against Minnesota. February 6th, home against Purdue. February 10th, at Illinois. February the 14th, at Nebraska. February the 17th, host Northwestern. February 20th, host Iowa. And then either February 25th or 26th, they travel to Maryland. The Big Ten Conference Women's Tournament will be the following week at Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. The Hoosiers are coming off their 6-20 win season in 2021. Were 21-6 overall, 16-2 in Big Ten play, and went to the Elite Eight for the first time. They return all five starters, including Allie Papper, who is back for an unprecedented seventh year, Mackenzie Holmes, the junior All-American forward, and senior guard Grace Berger. So, very competitive, tough schedule for IU women's basketball, and we look forward to bringing all the action to you. IU men's basketball announced their 2021-22 schedule. The Hoosiers, they'll be at home for the first six games of the season, November 9th against Eastern Michigan, November 12th against Northern Illinois, November 17th against St. John's in the Gavitt Games, November 21st against Louisiana, November 23rd against Jackson State, November 27th against Marshall. The Hoosiers will travel to Syracuse for the ACC Big Ten Challenge against Syracuse. December 4th, they host Nebraska, December 8th at Wisconsin, December 12th against Merrimack, at home December 18th in Bankers Life Fieldhouse against Notre Dame for the Crossroads Classic. December 22nd, home against Northern Kentucky. 29th, home against UNC Asheville. They go into Big Ten play January 2nd at Penn State. Host Ohio State January 6th. Host Minnesota January 9th. January 13th at Iowa. January 17th at Nebraska. January 20th at home against Purdue. January 23rd, home against Michigan. January 26th, home against Penn State. They're at Maryland January 29th. Then home against Illinois February 5th. At Northwestern February 8th. At Michigan State February 12th. Against Wisconsin at home February 15th. February 19th at Ohio State. February 24th, home against Maryland. February 27th at Minnesota. March 2nd, home against Rutgers. And March 5th, away at Purdue. The Big Ten Men's Tournament is March 9th through the 13th at Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. So first-year head coach Mike Woodson beefs up that schedule. The Hoosiers, of course, played two exhibition games in the Bahamas against BC Mega out of Serbia and won both. A lot of returning players, a lot of new players. Several guys have transferred in, like Xavier Johnson from Pittsburgh, Miller Kopp from Northwestern, Michael Durr from South Florida, to go along with Trace Jackson Davis, Rob Finnessy, Trey Galloway, Anthony Leal, among others. So it should be a very exciting year of Indiana Hoosiers men and women's basketball. And of course, fans will be back in Assembly Hall this year after not being allowed in last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. So always a plus to have a full house at Assembly Hall rather than having a empty Assembly Hall last year, which was something that no fan got used to. That is a look at the IU men and women's basketball schedules. When we come back, we will look ahead to the week in IU athletics. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Are you spending more time at home these days? If so, then you'll want to consider having your carpets professionally cleaned. Brothers Carpet Cleaning has been the region's premier cleaner for nearly a decade. Their truck-mounted systems are the most effective to remove bacteria, allergens, and pet dander. Brothers Carpet Cleaning will professionally clean your carpet, tile, upholstery, and wood. When it has to be clean, call Brothers Carpet Cleaning. Online at carpetcleaningbrothers.com.
Are you concerned about your life insurance coverage during these uncertain times in history? I'm Adam Beasley with American Senior Benefits right here in Bloomington, and we can help you find the best coverage for you and your family. We work for you to find the best plan out of more than 150 companies. We can compare your existing coverage or start a brand new plan. From newborn to 89 years old, from term to permanent, we'll find what's best for you. Call us at American Senior Benefits, 812-631-2305.
Hi, I'm Coach Jay McCool, defensive coordinator for the Indiana Cutters semi-pro football team, and I listen to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. It is time to look at the week ahead in IU athletics. Men's soccer is 3-1-1. They tied Akron 1-1 on the road. They will host Rutgers this Friday at 8 o'clock. Women's soccer 5-1-1 beat Murray State 4-0. They host Michigan State Sunday at 1 o'clock. Volleyball 5-4. They lost all three games at the Georgia Tech tournament. Lost to Georgia Tech in 4. Lost to Mississippi State and Oklahoma in 5. They are home for the first time this season hosting the Indiana Invitational against Alabama A&M 7 p.m. on Thursday. Chicago State at 10 a.m. and Ole Miss at 7 p.m. on Friday. Field hockey lost to Louisville 1-0. They are 4-2. Host Iowa at 3 o'clock on Friday in Richmond at noon on Sunday. Men's golf travels to the Olympia Fields Fighting Illini Invitational in Chicago Friday through Sunday. Women's golf competed at the Wolverine Invitational today and tomorrow, and then will be at the Badger Invitational in Madison, Wisconsin, Sunday through Tuesday. Last Friday at the Bloomington Speedway, Brian Pullett won the Hornets division. Jade Rogers won the 410 non-wing sprints. Michael Nail won the Bombers. And Bradley Sterrett won the IMCA Race Saver Sprint Cars at the Bloomington Speedway. One more event this Friday night at the Bloomington Speedway to close the 2021 season. They will have the Super Stocks, the Hornets, the 410 non-wing sprints, the Lightning sprints from the Midwest Mini Sprint Association. Pits open at 4, gates open at 5, hot laps at 6:30, and racing starts at 7:30. You can find all information of the Bloomington Speedway on www.racebloomingtonspeedway.com. Thank you for joining us this evening, and thanks to our sponsors. On behalf of the entire team here at the South Central Indiana News Network, my name is Nick Jenkinson. Join us throughout the week on social media and every Monday night right here for more Talking Sports.
This was a production of the South Central Indiana News Network.